Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and love from the Lord Jesus. Amen. The text is from the Old Testament reading the following words. Observe the Sabbath day by keeping it holy, as the Lord your God has commanded you. 6 days you shall labor and do all your work, but the seventh day is a Sabbath to the Lord your God. This is the text. My dear brother and sister, finally vacation time. Vacation is here. Put the books away. Throw the backpacks as far to the back of the closet as you can so that they don't come crawling out before the time. Clean your desk. Turn off the light and vacate the office. Vacation time. I think it is so appealing to us and so natural to us because God built it in when He created us. He commanded a time of rest. God put in us a certain rhythm of life. 6 days you shall work and rest on the seventh. We say, of course, that vacation is not doing nothing, but vacation is doing something different. God has a slightly different slant on that. He wants us to rest our muscles because that is how we are built. We are built to have rest. But on the day of rest, while the muscles are resting, the soul is being enriched with the Word of God. That's how we keep the Sabbath day holy, by reading and meditating on the Word of God, by applying this Word to our life, by living our faith that is enriched and nourished through the Word of God. There is no other diet for the soul other than the Word of God. That's it. So you did well by acceding the invitation of the Holy Spirit and coming into His house. This is the place where we receive the grace of God. Unlimited. This is where we are assured that the ugly original sin with which we are born has been cut in half and half of it eliminated altogether and the other half is helped through the action of the Holy Spirit in which He offers forgiveness of sins. And when we come together and confess our sins and hear the words of absolution, that is Christ, Christ's word. He is the one that died for us, that our sins may be forgiven, that we may be given a new beginning. Rest is truly needed, physically and spiritually. Jesus told His disciples when the hustle and bustle of daily ministering in Galilee and in Jerusalem got tough, He would say to them, come away to a lonely place and rest. God built in this rhythm of work and rest into our beings. He commands us to rest. He wants us to rest. He wants us to rest even before eternal life. When He prepares a little earthen chamber called the grave, where we finally will rest from our labors until the day of everlasting life, the day of the resurrection. And rhythm is important in all aspects of our life. For us to be fed by the grace of God is to be strengthened in our faith. Many people disregard the rest and feel that they need to work. They often feel helpless because they have not rested. I know of a couple with 2 children who live in a house or lived in a house of 5 bedrooms. They had a 4-car garage and they went to see him and they said, yes, we are so busy. He had 2 full-time jobs, mortgage needs to be paid. She had a full-time job and then a little bit on the weekends as a part-time. No rest. Well, no rest, no healing, no time for maintenance work to be conducted in their heart, nor the muscles. They eventually crashed. They completely disregarded God's command to rest, to observe the Sabbath day by keeping it holy. Put the holy in your life, the holy element, which is the Word of God. It is so important. The Creator wants us to rest, muscle and soul. Sometimes when there is a disaster, we send in the investigators to see what happened, what led to this disaster. About 2 years ago, close to my hometown in Brazil, the effect of disaster was felt keenly as the team flying to Bolivia crashed right at the airport in La Paz. The cause of the crash was determined as lack of fuel. They ran out of fuel. How can you run out of fuel if the flight was straight? Oh, the greedy owner of that 3 or 4 airplane airline would not allow his pilots to put any extra fuel than the fuel needed for that flight, because fuel in the tank that goes unused is a waste of money, right? It was so preventable due to the greed of a man. 48 soccer players, coaches, and managers of a single team died. It wiped out the team. 3 players survived the crash. It was a beautiful thing to see what happened next with the other 19 of the 20-team league pitched in and gave their reserve players on loan for free for a whole year to that little town's team. But it could have been prevented. In the United States, pilots need to carry enough fuel to make it from point A to B, and then have a plan B to go to point C, and then some. Could have been prevented. Well, when we investigate the crash of families, especially young families who do not rest, who do not keep the Sabbath day holy, who have no internal structure to deal with the storms that life so commonly throws at us, the cause of that crash can often be traced to the lack of rest. Rest is divine, and our God knows us deeply and profoundly. He designed us, and He created us in His image. He Himself rested on the seventh day. So, parents especially have a very great responsibility for their children. It is important that they be brought up in the ways of the Lord, the wisest man to walk on earth. King Solomon said, "Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it." I think that there is a phase of departure eventually throughout our life, but we know the way, and when we are old, we come back to it. I wish I could reach every parent of young children in our congregation. Many believe that when school is out, church is out too. You still need the rest throughout the summer. So I urge you, wherever you are, at least crack the book open and have a devotion with your family if you cannot make it to the meeting in God's house. I wish I could tell that to every parent. Perhaps I could engage your help with gentle words and kind words to coax them to bring their children to God's house. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The peace of God, which is greater than all human understanding, guard our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Amen.